This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is billing the coronavirus fight as a war as his administration and Congress race to boost the nation's ability to confront a growing pandemic. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Calling himself a wartime president, he's invoking emergency powers to steer private companies toward producing more critical supplies, like masks and ventilators, and is also moving to boost virus testing capacity. He's comparing the effort to measures taken during World War II.
And now it's our time. We must sacrifice together.
Mitch McConnell's Senate sending him a bill that, among other things, would guarantee sick leave to those who have the virus, while working on a massive relief package that could approach $1 trillion.
We aren't leaving until we deliver it.
In the meantime, the pandemic continues battering the economy. The Dow sank again and has now lost nearly all its gains since the president's inauguration. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And the U.S. Senate overwhelmingly passed a second coronavirus response bill, sending it to U.S. President Trump to enact with his signature. The vote was a lopsided 90-8, despite worries by many Republicans about a temporary new employer mandate to provide sick leave to workers who get COVID-19. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Just how long it will take to get through these steps is unclear, but as everyone knows, we are moving rapidly because the situation demands it.
The measure is also aimed at diagnostic tests for the virus free. Meanwhile, the administration pushed forward its broad economic rescue plan with proposals for $50 billion in checks to millions of Americans, with the first checks to come out April 6th. If Congress approves the plan, the government would reimburse businesses, but business advocacy groups say the plan isn't workable for many small firms. This